Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, January 3. Coming up, Prime Minister announces new crime plan for 2017, sugar standards gazetted, and Jampro to pursue cold storage project. The details after the break. The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't drink and drive. If you are going to a Christmas party and plan to have a drink or two, don't drive. Plan a safe alternative to get home, call a cab, or assign a designated driver. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that plans are underway to restructure the security forces to tackle crime, especially in western parishes. The changes will form part of a broad crime prevention strategy being rolled out this year. The measures include increased security of the country's maritime borders, as well as greater partnership between the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force.
There will be restructuring of the security forces to increase operation and administrative focus on the western parishes, which will see the western operational area for the police split into two, and the JDF presence increased to a battalion stationed in Montego Bay, along with other infrastructure improvements to accommodate these changes.
The Prime Minister adds that the government has already started to seek international support in technical and strategic areas and will continue to seek to identify ways to bring crime under control. In the meantime, plans to create a rule of law to govern some communities are to be announced in short order. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in his New Year's message to the nation.
We will be creating the legislative environment to support the establishment of the rule of law in communities where it is absent, and to separate criminals from communities they have captured. Every Jamaican must recognize that no foreign country can solve our crime problem or sponsor a solution. We must solve our crime problem as a nation. I call on all Jamaicans to join the national effort against crime.
Under the framework, zones will be created in high-crime areas where the security forces will be able to conduct special operations, including extensive search for guns and contraband. The government has completed the revision of standards for the packaging and labeling of brown sugar in the retail market. The Compulsory Standards Declaration of Standard Specification Brown Sugar Revised Order 2016 was signed by Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda and gazetted December 30, 2016. Mr. Samuda says the revised standards, which revoke the 1985 order, address concerns of impurities in brown cane sugar and are in line with a strategy to move the country's sugar industry towards world-class operation. The standards set out requirements for lower percentage moisture, that all producers and prepackers have an approved food safety system in place, as well as for compulsory labeling. Mr. Samuda says appropriate labeling will serve to guarantee traceability of the product. The standards were completed following discussions by the Bureau of Standards Jamaica with targeted stakeholders, including sugar producers, sugar repackagers and members of supermarket chains, sugar regulators and marketing companies. And Jamaica's agriculture sector is set to benefit from the establishment of a cold chain logistics company over the short to medium term. President of Jampro, Diane Edwards, says her agency is working with a United States-based company to establish cold chain logistics operations in Kingston and Montego Bay.
A really high proportion of our fruits rot in the fields because they can't get out from where they are, the remote areas, to the table. So this company out of the US is going to be developing a cold chain logistics company, which means that they will be able to go to the farm gate, take the produce, chill it down so that it lengthens the ripening process, take it to the wharf, and export it from there.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. She says cold chain logistics has the potential to revolutionize the agriculture sector by increasing the export of local fruits and vegetables. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.